How has the BBC changed over the last 20 years? Why is Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico attacking the media, and will anything change after Peter Pellegrini takes office as president? My today's guest is BBC foreign correspondent Rob Cameron.
If I have right information, I saw it on your LinkedIn. You recently celebrated 20 years at the BBC or working with BBC.
Yes.
Think it has changed over those years?
Some things have changed, some things have stayed the same. At the heart of what we do and the heart of what I do, I think, is still journalism. It's still about your ability to be impartial, to look at facts in a critical way, look at things in a sort of cold, impassionate manner. And ultimately, it's about, you know, the search for truth and understanding and presenting that to your viewers and listeners and readers. And then what's changed are perhaps the peripheral things. So certainly these days, 20 years ago, I was very much just doing radio mostly. And now, you know, I do TV and online and no longer really think of a story as being a radio story or a TV story or an online story. Just a story, and then you cover it usually in as many formats as you can. And then the other thing, of course, is social media, because we're much more exposed in these days because of social media, which is a good and a bad thing. It's good because before, when you published something or broadcast something, if people listening or reading had a problem with it or disagreed with it, then there was a buffer between you and them, and that was BBC. So 20 years ago, people had no way of complaining directly to me about something that I said, whereas now people will respond directly and engage with you. And that's perhaps the biggest change that I've seen in 20 years of the BBC.
If we look to Slovakia since the election of Robert Fico and his smear, we can see like constant attacks on media, and including on the public service media at RTVS. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, I try and be impartial, and I try and look impartially, dispassionately at it. And I think to a degree, Fico is right in that there is hostility amongst a certain parts of the media to his government. Publications such as SME, Nenikin, and Aktuality SK, and also some within the public broadcaster. You know, I don't think it's hostility towards him per se. I think it's frustration with officials who either don't tell the truth, who actively engage in falsehoods, spreading falsehoods. I mean, and that's clearly true of Fico. So I suppose what he wants now is just to guarantee that they get more favorable coverage and less, what he would say, hostile questioning. But it's not hostile questioning, it's critical questioning. He says they don't criticize, you know, the opposition, but the opposition isn't in government, so it makes sense.
2 weeks ago, Peter Pellegrini won the presidential election. So do you think the relationship between media and the government will like further change, that there are going to be more attacks, or it's going to stay the same?
I think it will change a bit, but not dramatically. Clearly, Pellegrini's victory has given Fico a sense that his hands are no longer tied. That doesn't give him unlimited power. I think the fact that the Slovak cabinet tomorrow will discuss this draft bill for the law on Slovak radio and TV, by all accounts, it will be a watered-down version of what was originally suggested, which would have brought RTVS under much closer state control, under his control. That's not going to be the case now. And I think that's a result not just of the demonstrations in Slovakia, but also a realization that such a thing would violate, you know, norms in the European Union.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye-bye.